So if you do date with intention, you must be aware that this is a human being you're dating and not somebody you can change and potentially be the person you want them to be. Welcome to the Royally Confident Podcast on this amazing sexy Sunday where we delve into the world of confidence, self-esteem, and personal growth fit for royalty. I'm your host, Janice, and I'm here to guide you on a journey towards unlocking your inner confidence and living your best life. So if you're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, join me on the Royally Confident Podcast and get ready to unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in your life today. Welcome back, Royals, to Royally Confident with your host, Janice, your Royally Confident coach, who helps women who've been in a toxic relationship gain their confidence back. So today we're going to talk about intention, dating with intention, and dating with expectations, and how it can hinder you. Okay, so know what to do, subscribe, hit the notification button so you can be aware of every new episode. And now we move on. This empowering episode is going to be about dating intention and expectations. So I was listening to this awesome podcast about dating with intention and how sometimes women who date with intention start falling in love with the potential of the expectations of the intention. Yes, this can happen if you date with intention. But let's go deeper into it. So dating with intention means you're dating, if you're dating to marry, dating just to be like boyfriend and girlfriend, or dating to see if your needs are met, what kind of needs your haves and have nots, all that stuff, that's dating with intention. And then expectations can be what you expect to get out of the relationship, and things like constant companionship, making sure they never change and growth, or expecting them to be this way and that way the whole time. That's like expectations. And unfortunately, expectations can be a bit unrealistic, which can hinder you. So if you do date with intention, you must be aware that this is a human being you're dating and not somebody you can change and potentially be the person you want them to be. They need to be that person you want them to be right now, not what you expect them to be. And then you're like, well, I kind of saw it, so I'm gonna, you know, believe that they can get there, so I'm gonna stay because they're potential. And then you wind up getting really hurt in the end. But if you're strong and you have this self-awareness of when you start fantasizing about this potential relationship, you gain that awareness and confidence to be like, oh, hey, I think I'm not thinking clearly about this date. I'm just thinking of the fantasy of if they were exactly what I wanted instead of what they are now. And the only way to get to know someone now is to date them for 3 months to a year to really figure out if they're aligned with you and they are the person you want them to be, instead of, oh, you know what, they kind of look like my potential, so I'm gonna just like become their girlfriend or boyfriend and just stay because they can potentially get in there. And then all these expectations, all these fantasies that you built start becoming crushed and heartbreaking and stressful and depressing because they're not happening the way you had imagined in your head. And then it hinders you from finding someone who is actually more aligned with you, that actually can be that thing. There are some unrealistic expectations, such as constant attention, which you're expecting them to always be there, always have your undivided focus all the time. Perfect harmony, which is believing that they're flawless without in all the agreements. They're always agreeing with you. There's no conflicts. Mind reading, you're assuming your partner knows your thoughts without communication, which is a big one that was in my own relationship where my partner thought I could read their mind. They thought I knew them well enough to read their mind. I do not have that power. I do have intuition, But I would rather hear from my partner what is wrong with them than having to read their mind. Now they tell me and they don't expect me to read their mind, but that was an unrealistic expectation that my partner did set for me. And then you never changing, that means like resisting natural growth and evolution. Okay, we are human beings. We are always growing. We're always figuring out something new, trying a new skill, trying to be more confident, trying to be a better version of ourselves. So if you expect your partner, if they're like blissful and you're in this honeymoon stage and they're always like this, to expect them to always stay like that is extremely unrealistic because they could have had a life-changing experience and now they are no longer that person that you remember. And you have to realize, and hopefully it's not a negative change, but a more positive one, that they cannot always stay that same person you fell in love with. You might fall in love with them even more, or if their beliefs and goals or your needs aren't being met and you're not feeling seen and heard now, then it's time to like, move on. But having that unrealistic expectation about them never changing will hurt you, especially when they do change. Total agreement is an unrealistic expectation. It is pretty much insisting on complete alignment on every issue, which is definitely not the case. No one I know is that alignment unless they're people pleasing. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It does happen, but to expect it constantly is unrealistic. We have our own minds, we have our own opinions. The issue that you guys are having, it should be solved with a compromise or something without sacrificing who you are. And that is when you have to like rethink the relationship or anything that you're doing to see if you are still aligned or not. But having that unrealistic expectation does definitely hurt you and hinder your growth. So fixing all the problems is an unrealistic expectation, expecting your partner to always solve all your challenges. This has also been another unrealistic expectation that my partner just set on me. We have issues, and he always felt like I could solve all of them. And I would tell him, like, I cannot do this by myself. We are partners. I cannot always be the one coming up with ideas and solutions to the current issues we're having. I need help. I need you to think of things. So that was a real big unrealistic expectation for them to put on me, and it caused a lot of issues in our relationship. So just know that thinking that your partner is going to fix all your problems does hurt you, especially when they don't and they can't, because some of your problems are internal. And you got to realize that they're internal and it's actually something you got to work on. Another unrealistic expectation is flawlessness. Striving for perfection instead of imperfections. I know, like, I keep relating my current partner because they did have a lot of unrealistic expectations going into this relationship where I had more realistic expectations. And knowing that they had more unrealistic, we had a good conversation about it. But knowing and striving for perfection was very hard on me as a person because I am not perfect and I refuse to be perfect. I don't like the word perfectionism and perfect. I just dislike it so much. I enjoy being imperfect and I'm okay with my relationship being imperfect. I don't need someone to try to make shit into gold, like poop into gold. That's like not realistic. It's unrealistic. So know that striving for perfection instead of embracing the imperfectionist of your relationship is going to hinder anything and it causes a lot of toxicity. And then another unrealistic expectation is if you are seeking constant thrills without downtime. I guess now it's on me. I had that unrealistic expectation towards my partner where I just wanted constant thrills and like no downtime. And I had to realize that they can't do all the things I can do, but I can do all the things I can do by myself. So I made an unrealistic expectation into a realistic expectation about myself. Another unrealistic expectation is changing each other, trying to mold your partner into your ideal partner, which is again falling in love with the potential of a partner instead of who they are right now. Changing each other is like just not a good thing to do. It is unrealistic, and your partner is that person for a reason. And if you are not aligned with them, don't believe that you can change them. I've noticed a lot of women. And this happens with men too, but a lot of women want to change the man into somebody they want. And I understand that nobody tells us that that's not okay to do. I remember when I was in a relationship and I was trying to change my boyfriend, that I was telling my friend that I don't think this is going to work out. You know, he's not the boyfriend I want. And he's like, whatever he doesn't know, you can teach him. And I have heard this advice multiple times, and I was extremely unhappy the whole time I was trying to teach him, change him into somebody of my ideal image, and it just wasn't working. So it was such an unrealistic expectation to put on that partner. And it was heartbreaking for me because I was like crying all the time because they weren't changing. And that was on me because I thought I could do it because I got the worst advice ever. That is unrealistic. If you are not okay with how the partner or potential partner that you want is who they are at this moment, you're not okay with it. You have to stop pursuing it. And if you are intimate with it, I know sometimes when you're intimate in a relationship, you feel more like, well, I gave them myself, so I have to make it work. Honestly, you don't have to make it work, and you shouldn't be ashamed of the fact that you did give yourself away. So we all do things that we're not proud of, but we should still show ourselves compassion towards it. And if you do feel shame, then you got to work on that internal thing. But definitely having unrealistic expectations is something that does hinder you. Now, some realistic expectations are open communication, sharing openly and honestly with your partner, a mutual respect, which is valuing each other's boundaries and opinions, emotional support, whether you be there for each other through thick and thin, not solve each other's problems, having quality time together, trust and honesty, building a foundation of reliability and transparency, affection and intimacy, personal space and independence, support and personal growth, and conflict resolution. That means handling disagreements with patience and understanding instead of feeling like someone has to solve all of them or we have to constantly agree. So basically, those are realistic expectations and they are actually very healthy to go into a relationship with. But the main point is when you date with intention, you have to date with the person who he is or she is now, not who you want them to be. You have to like the person they are now, and that takes time and getting to know them and bonding with them to truly figure out like who they are. This will you'll see the red flags and the green flags. And if you feel like you're super unprepared to date because of this, like you're afraid that you might fall in love with the potential, I do have a before you date checklist. So if you really want that, you could comment in the YouTube or podcast comments a checklist and I will gladly send them to you. But this is why you should date with intention, but have realistic expectations. And when you date with intention, you're dating that person for who they are now, not what they could be in the future. And when you catch yourself realizing that you're fantasizing about what this relationship could be, then that's where you need to be aware. Maybe journal, talk about it, find your supportive community, and think like, okay, I think like this person would be great because we're in line, but I need to see X, Y, and Z. So that is my dating attention, potential expectations episode for dating. And of course, you definitely, before you even go out to the dating game, love yourself and have that confidence to walk away when that potential partner is not meeting your needs now, not with the potential of what they could do. So thank you. Make sure you subscribe, hit the notification button. I love you guys, and I can't wait to hear from you guys soon. Make sure you reach out to me. I love talking to you, and have a royally confident day.
Thank you for joining me on the Royally Confident podcast. Remember, confidence is not something reserved just for royalty. It is a mindset and skill that anyone can cultivate. By embracing your unique qualities, overcoming self-doubt, and taking action towards your goals, you can unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in all areas of your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review and share it with your friends and family. Your support helps me reach more people who can benefit from my empowering content. Stay tuned for future episodes every Sexy Sunday, where I will continue to explore the world of confidence and personal growth. Until then, remember to embrace your worth, believe in yourself, and live a life that is royally confident.